Baruch Abba Bez Hashem, continue with Shmir Salash and Shar Tvun Peg Ches and Shin 180, where the Chofetz Chaim is encouraging us to appreciate the seriousness of Schar V'Einesh, of reward and punishment. As Shlomo HaMelech tells us, Tayv L'Leches L'Beis Avel U'Meleches L'Beis Mishneh, I'm not sure if that's exactly the words of the Pasuk, but that the theme is, better to go to the Beis Avel, the house of the mourner, than to the Beis Mishteh. Why is that? Because Achai Yitin Aliboy. The Chai means you, the ones alive. Yitin Aliboy. Hopefully he'll get the message and realize life is real. You know, we look at children, and what's the expression by children that is wasted on the youth? What's
youth is wasted on the young.
Youth is wasted on the young. Thank you. So that they don't appreciate the value of things, of items, whether it's money, whether it's life, whatever it might be. They don't appreciate the value. The Chofetz Chaim is asking us the following question. Do we appreciate the value? Do we appreciate the value of Schar V'Oinish? Al Kain. Therefore, Kishi Yisboinein Ha'odom B'Maisev Tomid. When a person examines his actions on a regular basis, and this is what we are told, we have to do this, we have to take an accounting, not just when it comes to Elul and Tishrei. Before a person goes to sleep at night, he should be thinking, how were his brachas he made today? Did he make the brachas with kavana? How was his ben adam l'chaveri today? Was there anybody who might have been a little tough with, for whatever reason? How is his Shmona Esrei? How is his benching? These are questions we should think about before we go to sleep. And the purpose of thinking about this is, number one, to do tshuva. That's what we do tshuva, that's right. Before you go to sleep, the Chofetz Chaim says, in other svarim, before you go to sleep at night, it's a time for tshuva. And then it comes the next day, and you see a Moida Ani, and you have a whole day ahead of you. And you put your hand on the mezuzah when you're about to leave your house, and you take a look out at this beautiful world Hashem created, and you say a tefillah to Hashem, Hashem, please help me conquer this day. And conquering this day means you're going to conquer the Yetzirah. And you make the most of your day. V'yeda. And you have to know. That the person will not escape the punishments if he does not do tshuva that are waiting for this person. So if a person realizes, like we've been discussing, how each level of Gehenim is 60 times more powerful and painful than the previous level, then the person will be excited for the opportunity to be a savlan, to be tolerant of other people. Bevadai, says the Chofetz Chaim, yemekabel al atzma beroiv simcha, hamida hazu liyoy savlan, umavre al midoisev tamid. And your natural instinct will be to let things go. Mavre al midoisev. Tmuras Anshin Akashim is Karmel El, in exchange for escaping the horrific, harsh punishments that we have mentioned above. Mavrel Midoisov. Chazal tell us, Kol Mavrel Midoisov, whoever is Mavrel Midoisov. What does it mean, Mavrel Midoisov? Mavrel Midoisov means when you're right. You're right. Someone did something wrong to you. Someone did something incorrectly to you. And you are taking your midos, your measurements. Because in other words, if he did something to you, but you were wrong, so it's, what are you, mavra midos? You're such a tzaddik? You were wrong. Chas v'shalom, a person is driving. He doesn't realize, and he almost hits a car, and he slams on the brakes, and the person beside him, the person upside, right? So he apologizes. Right? He can understand why the person might be upset. Now, it's on the other end. Somebody once did it to you, and you tell the person, don't worry about it, it's fine. That's what we're discussing here. When you're in the right, and you're mavra al midosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavir al kopishov. Hashem says, I am going to wipe your slate clean. Mida kineged mida. You're not makpid, I won't be makpid. And there's a lot more to discuss on that topic. But we want to take out over here, the Chofetz Chaim is encouraging us to remind ourselves how real life is. Schar v'oinish. I want to share with you the 11th of the Ani Mamins. If you want to see it inside, it's page 180 of your sitter, the article sitter that is. Who doesn't have an article sitter? Page 180. Ani Mamin be'emun shalema. Ani mamin be'emun shalema. I believe with complete faith. Shehaboyre yisborach shemoy. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goymil toiv l'shomrei mitzvosov. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu does good, will repay those in good ways with reward for those who fulfill his mitzvahs. Umanish l'oivrei mitzvosov. Umanish l'oivrei mitzvosov. And Hashem will punish those who transgresses the mitzvahs. This is exactly what we're talking about, Rabbi Yisrael. The Chofetz Chaim is telling us we have to remind ourselves how real life is. You know, as I said these words, how Kadosh Baruch Hu rewards those who are doing good, it just popped into my head. And as I mentioned to you in the past, I heard in the name of Shalom Shadron, if something popped into your head when you give me a shir, it's a sim, you should say it by the shir. So last night, I'm about to leave to come give a shir. My son, one of my boys, is coming with me. And as we're about to leave, I see he opens a cabinet where the candy is, and he's taking a candy. I said, what's that for? I said, what's going on here? So he said, we're going to learn Torah. Torah is sweet. So he gives me that little smile, opens a little taffy, makes his bracha, and pops it in. He's telling us, Torah is sweet, so we have to have a little reward for the sweetness of the Torah. Rabbi Isai, this is an 11-year-old. 11-year-old. Okay, we have to be mature about this. And we have to know that Hashem's going to give us our taffy as well. Hashem's going to give us our candy as well. But it's much greater than the little candy. Ani mamin be'emun shalema sha'abayri yizbarach shmai goyimel toiv l'shaymer mitzvaysav. Hashem is going to reward you. How? When? That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. Hashem knows what's best for you. Umanish. Now the focus here is that the averus are real, and we want to make sure we avoid them. And that being the case, the Chofetz Chaim is telling us that since we know it's real, we want to mechazek ourselves to be savlonim. To have savlonus, savlon. Imagine a person walks out of here and you're walking down the whole day and someone says to you, whatever you're doing today, he says, wow, you won the lottery today? Why are you so happy? So you tell him, I accepted upon myself to be tolerant of all people, even you. No, don't say that part. And he says to you, you feeling okay? He says, sure I am. And as you're going to your car after you finish shopping, you see what the mashal we gave some time ago, that as you're trying to get into your car, you're blocked in on both sides. And you have your packages, and you have to pop your trunk to put the stuff in the trunk, and then you like hold your breath to squeeze in. You're wondering, how in the world are you going to fit into your car? You can't get in there. You can't squeeze in there. And then you have a doctor's appointment to go to, or you have another meeting to go to. You're wondering, I should be a sovereign now? Maybe I spoke too soon. And then you see the person coming out, talking on the phone, taking their time, And you see that you think to yourself, if that person is coming to this car, the car that blocked me, that they parked halfway over the line, and then you remind yourself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who set this Nisayin up for you. Now is your opportunity. That doesn't mean the person didn't do something wrong. How are you going to deal with the situation here? Are we being savlanim? Are we tolerant? Or are we going to blow up and express ourselves in ways which we're going to have charata, regret, after the fact? We should all be zoiche to take these words, these beautiful, powerful words of the Chafetz Chaim, to heart, and to have siyat d'shmai, to pass our nisyonos that Hashem gives us to strengthen our spiritual muscles. Just like you go to the gym to strengthen your muscles, Hashem says you need spiritual exercise, and I am your personal trainer. Have a wonderful day.